Good evening, this is Nika. Tonight I'll be reading a short passage of scripture, and I have a bit of a story that I'd like to share to go along with it. A few weeks ago, at our Wednesday morning men's prayer time, I read Revelations chapter 1, verses 4 to 8, and I thought I would share it with the rest of the church. I'll read it now. From John, to the seven churches in the country of Asia, grace and peace to you from the one who is and was and is coming, and from the seven spirits before the throne, and from Jesus Christ. Jesus is the faithful witness, the first among those raised from the dead. He is the ruler of the kings of the earth. He is the one who loves us, who made us free from our sins with the blood of his death. He made us to be a kingdom of priests who serve God, his Father. To Jesus Christ be glory and power and forever and ever. Amen. Look, Jesus is coming with the clouds, and everyone will see him, even those who stabbed him. And all peoples of the earth will cry loudly because of him. Yes, this will happen. Amen. As I was thinking about the recent messages in Hebrews that Pastor Jonathan led us through, we understood that it was written to a group of people who were living in difficult times, and their faith was being tested. And as I understand that the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation in similar trying times, and so their message, both Hebrews and Revelation, is appropriate to our current world situation. Today, we keep hearing things like unprecedented, uncharted, and so I suppose we too may be tempted to lose hope. In keeping with the current world events, I heard a short blip on the evening news a few weeks ago that singer-songwriter John Prine had passed away from complications resulting from COVID-19. Now, perhaps none of you have heard of him. I came across his music years ago, and somehow his way of looking at the world and perhaps a strange sense of humor meshed with mine. In case you've never heard of him, I thought I'd read a few quotes that I found in the media that describe him pretty much perfectly. Talking about the singer-songwriter John Prine, Bob Dylan said, "Prime stuff is pure Proustian existentialism, Midwestern mind trips to the nth degree, and he writes beautiful songs." Prine was interviewed, and he said this. "Proustian existentialism," Prine told the Chicago Tribune in a 2000 interview, shortly before returning to play at Chicago's Old Town School of Folk Music, where he took guitar lessons as a teenager from nearby Maywood. "I can't even pronounce that." Here's another clip that I heard, or that I saw. He didn't get a lot of mainstream pop spotlight moments, but his career produced a steady supply of songs like Sam Stone or Angel from Montgomery that were instantly unforgettable. Stories of complex characters told with grace, humor, and a reverence for the poignance of life. Now here I'm with John prying on vocabulary. Is poignance, is that even a word? Now I don't want to go on and on about John Prine tonight, but as I thought about his passing and the scripture reading from Revelation, it reminded me of the lyrics to one of his songs. Sam Stone tells a story of a war vet who comes home and struggles with drug addiction. It's told from the point of view of his family as they helplessly watch him self-destruct. One line of the chorus goes like this. "There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus died for nothing, I suppose." Perhaps the churches addressed in Revelation that the Apostle John wrote his letter to looked at the reality of the world and, like John Prine, questioned where God was in all of this. Does he care? Today we would ask, does he care that thousands have died recently or that 22 people were murdered for no reason in Nova Scotia a few days ago? As Christians, we shouldn't shrink back from the grim reality of the world around us. In my own field of work, in the oil fields, The price of Alberta crude was less than zero a few days ago. Can you imagine? Like, how does that even happen? Something that's worth less than zero. As Christians, is there a role in society to stand helplessly by? Or is it to find a reason for the disaster that befalls us, to find someone to blame? In the passage that we read from Revelation, God reminds us that his blood was not shed for nothing. It was shed because of his love for us, and he has made us into a kingdom of priests to serve God. Tonight, I'd like us to reflect on what it means to be a kingdom of priests. If we go back to the Old Testament, and we turn to Leviticus 8, reading from verse 1 to 4, the Lord said to Moses, "Bring Aaron, his sons, their garments, the anointing oil, the bowl for the sin offering, the two rams, the basket containing bread made without yeast, and gather the entire assembly at the entrance to the tent of meeting." Moses did as the Lord commanded, and the assembly gathered at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Now, of course, we can't meet anymore for the time being, and so that doesn't apply to us right now. And aside from the sacrifices and rituals mentioned, we notice a few things that perhaps we can apply to today. We notice that the priests wore special clothes, and they also carried with them anointing oil for appointing people for special jobs. In our day, Christ's sacrifice is our covering, our righteousness, as we submit to him, we reflect his character and his likeness. Perhaps we could summarize the role of priests that is as valid today as it was back in the Old Testament. We could perhaps say that we are those who intercede on behalf of others. Even in our isolation, we can bring the needs of those we know of or whom the Holy Spirit lays on our hearts to God in prayer. So tonight, I would like us to do that on our own. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring people to our mind and spend time, and we pray for them. I'm going to pray. Lord, we come before you tonight, and we realize that our world seems to be disintegrating in many ways, and we just don't know, we don't know where to turn sometimes. But help us, Lord, help us tonight to look to you, as the psalmist said in the book of Psalms, that we help us to lift our eyes to where our help comes from. And so help us, Lord, to lift our eyes to our great high priest, who is within us and who's ready to release all the mighty resources that are available to him. Help us, Lord, to lay hold of what Christ has done and to understand that how, God, you have made provision for all our needs. Help us, Lord, to bring the needs of those we know for you. And Lord, we just pray that you would fill us with your Spirit and allow us to be united, and just give us a love for those around us, so that we can truly be a kingdom of priests. We pray these things in your name. Amen.